official home of the Scissors is KDY.
We start the second half with a steal at midcourt and a drive and a block by Olivia Lawson. And West Plains gets the ball back on the break the other way. Long pass across, and Alyssa Joyner saved it. Got it back to Olivia. West Plains has the ball. They're up by 7. 20 seconds into the second half. Zoe Scharnhorst got an open 3 on the right wing. No good. Ball comes off, and it'll be handled by Camdenton and Ferris, and she'll be fouled on the rebound. Well, it took 28 seconds for a foul to be called here in the second half. That's a pretty good stretch compared with the first half, actually. That foul against West Plains, and I didn't get a look at who that will be. I'll figure it out. Here's the pass cross toward Camden. It's in the left corner. Long pass over the right elbow. Dovetail on the baseline. Open shot from about 12 feet. No good. Rebound to Alyssa Joyner. West Plains has it. Front court Alyssa. Down the key. All the way. Right hand layup. Good. She shot that against her body with the right hand from the left side. Alyssa's got 17. And now Camdenton on offense, and they're down by 9. Bad pass, high pass, out of bounds, thrown away. Neither team was really that bad turning the ball over in the first half, but man alive, the fouls were numerous. Front court, West Plains with Alyssa Joyner, right side. Zoe passes it back to Alyssa, got her shot blocked. She didn't see the defender, Ferris, coming from the side. She got a hand on it. 41-32. At the point, J.C. Peterson, the low block. He'll face up inside, double-team the ball. Now ball just stripped away and stolen away. Lucy Hafer comes away with it for West Plains. In the corner, back out to the point. Alyssa drives the key all the way, lays it up and good. Well, that lead was 7 at the half. It's now been stretched out to 43-32. Now ball is going to be stolen again. Beat it up ahead, Olivia Lawson, right-hand layup, no good. No foul there after the turnover, and now back will come Camdenton. In the left corner, open shot for 3 is way short, tipped out of bounds by Camdenton. 5:52 to go in the third quarter. West Plains is up by 11, 43-32. Camdenton's going to stay with like a half-court trap. Zoe Scharnhorst, pass across. Now here is a pass to the left corner. Bounce pass, low block. Alyssa turns, faces, and scores. Alyssa Joyner has all 6 points here in this half for West Plains. She has 21 points. Now, timeout is going to be called by the Lakers and Coach Stacy Caffey, and we'll take a timeout, too. 5:31 to play, third quarter. It's West Plains up by 13 now, 45-32. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
You're going to be wanting some of that warm stuff from Hershey's Farm Supplies Clothing Department, I guarantee. And there's some stuff in there that'll keep you warm, regardless how cold it gets. Here's the inbound play for Camdenton. They'll play it in the front court. Inbound pass out front. And they'll set their offense now with McKenna Brower. They'll move it to the left side. Peterson, who started the game very hot, shooting the ball, hasn't shot it in a while. She has it at the left point. Skip pass over the top, too high, thrown away, out of bounds. Turnover 4 on Camdenton here in the second half, and that gives them 12 for the game. Five:16 to go. I said earlier that West Plains had got a foul on a rebound. That was incorrect. It was simply a turnover. Now in the front court, Camden with a half court steal and the ball laid up and in by Vavruska, and that'll be 12 for her. 45-34. In the right corner, Lucy Hafer. Bounce pass, low block. Here's Alyssa Joyner, high off the board, no good. Ball is going to be rebounded by West Plains. Back across, good. Feet are over, and a layup by Alyssa Joyner is good. Pass that time by Miley Adams with the assist. 47-34. West Plains has outscored Camdenton 8-2 here in the second half. Here's a steal back the other way. 2-on-2 break. Eight over, and Zoe Scharnhorst up. No good. Got fouled, though, after the turnover. And this is kind of what I was envisioning starting in the second half. West Plains kind of putting the kibosh on Camden's defense, turning up, or offense that is, turning up the defense a little bit and stretch the lead out. Zoe Scharnhorst at the line, and she makes the first free throw. West Plains 12 out of 15 from the line. Very good tonight. Next try, in and out, rebounded inside. Lucy Hafer goes up strong, can't get it to go. Rebound, put back up and in by Olivia Lawson, and a timeout, West Plains. Another 30-second timeout, 4:23 to go in the third quarter, 50-34, West Plains, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
So the second half has been prosperous for West Plains. They've stretched their halftime lead of 7 points, now out to 16, 50-34. Camdenton on offense, West Plains back to their matchup zone. At the right point, they'll hand the ball back and reset with Alyssa Ferris, junior guard. She's picked up by Zoe Scharnhorst as West Plains rotates in their matchup. Pass to the right corner. They'll circle back outside with McKenna Brower, one of the few seniors. They only have three seniors on this team. Baseline, pull-up shot from the right side. No good off the side iron. Rebounded by Miley Adams. Now West Plains back. Here comes Alyssa Joyner. Bounce pass across. Good feed. Olivia lays it up. No good. She got fouled on the play. A little collision there. Player for Camdenton, Addison Knock, wears a huge brace on her left leg, and she went down, so stuff like that happens, you get concerned, but instead, she picks up her third foul, and she stays in the ball game. The free throw shooter will be Olivia Lawson for West Plains. She shot a bunch tonight, 4 out of 6. Next free throw attempt for her is good. She'll get one more. 51-34. Next try is good. 52-34. Camdenton on offense. They're trying to find a way to get the basketball to J.C. Peterson, but she has not been able to get open here in the second half. Pass to the corner. Here's Vavruska with a three ball. No good. Rebound by West Plains. Alyssa Joyner, and we'll have a tie-up. Zoe Scharnhorst got tied up for the basketball with Mia Ferris, or Alyssa Ferris, and the ball will go back. It'll stay with Camdenton. 52-34, 3:22 to go. Oh, they were going the wrong way. They didn't flip the arrow from the last possession, so it should be and is West Plains ball. Alyssa Joyner crosses over at midcourt, drives the key all the way, shoots a running layup, no good. Ball is controlled now by Camdenton's Mia McGuire. Front court on the left wing. Her pass goes over to Alyssa Ferris on the left wing. There's Peterson with a three, and it's good. They've been trying to find a way to get her the ball, and she finally does, and she has 14 points. 52-37. Olivia Lawson, full speed down the floor, shoots a running layup, too hard, come off the backboard a little strong. Rebound to Peterson for Camdenton. She's going to try to take it to the hole. Pulls up. 10-foot shot, no good. Ball comes off the West Plains and controlled by Lucy Hafer. Lucy gets it in the front court. Bounces it across. West Plains will set. 52-37. 2:33 to go in the third quarter. West Plains in control right now. In the right corner, Zoe Scharnhorst, lob pass to over a double team, tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with West Plains. Substitution in the lineup for the Lakers, Zoe Lockhart. She'll come in for Mia McGuire. They'll also sub out Alyssa Ferris and replace her with Casey Prettyman. Inbound play underneath, good. Backboard cut, layup is good by Olivia Lockhart. Olivia with a big night. She's got 18. She and Alyssa have combined for 41 points, 41 of the 54 for West Plains. Camdenton with Peterson for a three at the point. That ball won't go down. Rebounded by Alyssa Joyner. West Plains comes back under the two-minute mark. Olivia cross court. Now over on the left sideline, Zoe Scharnhorst. Olivia pulls up. 12-foot jumper good. Left side of the key. That puts her at 20 points for the night. Olivia Lawson for West Plains, 56-37. Peterson high post, lob pass to the corner. Really thrown away. Now Peterson gets it in the paint, goes up with the shot. She got fouled. And now stop play. The foul is going to go on Olivia Lawson. That'll be her second foul. In the act of shooting, she'll shoot two. 1:29 to go, quarter number three. First free throw try. Rims off the back iron, and go get one more in the ball game again for the Lakers will be Kinsey Zabruska. 1 miss. Second try is on the way. Short, no good. Rebound by Alyssa Joyner. Now she'll slow it up. And West Plains gets it up. And now, oh, good catch in the corner by Lucy Hafer. She'll dribble on the baseline. Gets it back outside on the wing. A three is up and good by Olivia Lawson. Olivia with 23. She and Alyssa Joyner both have 23 points now for West Plains. They are tearing it up. 59-37, 1 minute to go in the third. Lob over the top. Ball will go out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved. Now in the corner, here's a shot for a three by Favruska. No good. And West Plains with the rebound. Feed it up ahead. Here's a drive to the basket. All the way. Lay it up and in by Zoe Shrub. 61-37. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, and it has got plumb away from Camdenton here in quarter three. Lob pass, bad pass over the top, thrown away by J.C. Peterson. Sixth turnover of the quarter, 15th for the game for Camdenton. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. We see Hafer will come out for West Plains. Nobody coming to the ball. Bad pass up the floor, but nobody came to the basketball. Pull it away, and now pull-up shot, no good. So a turnover and a foul. First turnover of the half on West Plains. And Alyssa Joyner will get called for her second foul. Free throw is no good. One more try is good. So one out of two for Vavruska, and she is two out of four from the line. West Plains back 25 seconds. Now it's all thrown away. Last touch by West Plains, so another turnover. 61-38. Lakers with 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. It was a game at halftime. It's not now. Bounce pass to the point. To the right corner. They'll move it back out front. With the ball, Casey Prettyman. Pass inside. Another bad pass. They keep trying to throw the ball over the top inside. I'm not sure why, but they do. And now the quarter ends as Alyssa Joyner couldn't get it over the timeline to get a shot away. At the end of three quarters, in the third quarter, West Plains outscored Camdenton 22-6. And the score, 61-38. Back in a minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
West Plains is just 7 points away from turning this into a turbo clock quarter. It didn't start that way, though. At one point, this game was tied 18-all. So since then, West Plains has outscored Camdenton 43-20. Back to it. Live stream is up at OzarkRadioNews.com, our YouTube page, Facebook, Peacock, right elbow, pass to the corner. You don't have to pay for our Peacock. Even the pass in the corner, J.C. Peterson with a three, and that's good. Really good shot. Stacy Peterson makes it a 20-point game, 61-41. That's the left sideline now. Bad pass by Olivia Lawson. It's going to be taken away, back the other way. Down the key, drive, up, quick, foul. Anytime you take it to the basket, it's an automatic foul in this game. We probably save time if the player would just holler at the official, I'm going to the basket, and then just blow the whistle and stop the play there and just call it, get it over with. Here's free throw. First try is good. J.C. Peterson now with four in the quarter. They only had six in, was it six? Six in the last quarter. 7:22 to go, 61-42. Peterson again, good again. West Plains has not done a very good job handling this full court press. Now a reach-in foul in the backcourt on the press. Now go against Alyssa Ferris for the Lakers. Both teams with one team foul here in the fourth. Where it's really going to, where it really slows down is when you got both teams over the bonus. And then it turns into a free throw. It's on. Timeout's going to be called by West Plains. Lisa Joyner lost the ball and was on the deck trying to get it. And timeout's called by Scott Wallman. Full timeout. Back in a minute. 61-43 West Plains on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
We are back to play. We still have 7:12 to go in this basketball game. This is KKDY, West Plains. As we go back to it, full court press. Now West Plains breaks it. Now they'll hold it up. Feed it across court. Now on the wing. Alyssa Joyner has it, holds it, kicks it outside. Now back to the right corner. Zoe Scharnhorst. Got a look. Got a three. It's good. Zoe can shoot it. That's two threes for her tonight. First basket of the quarter for West Plains. Back up by 21. Peterson drives around the defender. Puts up an off-balance shot. No good, but a rebound putback is up and good. And, of course, the foul goes along with that. Olivia Lawson with her third foul for West Plains. So it's a basket for Mia McGuire, and she'll get a free throw to go along with it. And it's good. 64-46. Alyssa Joyner up the sideline, gets it ahead. Cross court pass, far corner, back out it goes to Alyssa. She'll curl over the top, back to the point. Left side, Zoe Scharnhorst. Maybe we're going to run a little clock here. Lucy Hayford down the key. Left-hand driving layup, no good. Olivia Lawson with a great rebound. Baseline fall away is short. Ball comes off on the deck. Tie up, and that will be West Plains basketball. .617 left. 64-46. It'll be West Plains basketball from underneath, left side, bounce pass, far side. A turn, a shot off the glass, no good. Rebound, Olivia, or Alyssa Joyner, she can't get it to go. And now it's picked up by Camdenton, and we'll have a whistle. A foul in the backcourt against West Plains. Olivia Lawson just got her fourth foul. 6:10 left, 64-46. West Plains trying to go 9-4, and they will be 9-4 after this game. Just a matter of what the final is going to be. Pass over the top, caught on the low block, shot off the board, no good by Peterson, rebounded by West Plains and Olivia Lawson. Offensive foul on Olivia Lawson in the backcourt. She got double teamed, and she just fouled out of the ball game. Wow. So Olivia fouls out of the ball game with 23 points. Haven't heard the buzzer yet. Maybe they're not going to blow the buzzer. But she's got five, and she's done. Big game for Olivia Lawson, though. Big game. 23. Inbound play for Camdenton. will lose the ball as they try to get it in the paint. Pull-up shot is up and good on the pickup by McGuire, and she has 5 1/4, 7 for the game, 64-48. Inbound play in the backcourt. Alyssa Joyner has it. Camden's very aggressive with this press, going for steals. Bad pass up the floor, stolen by J.C. Peterson all the way, lays it up good. No one comes back to the basketball when the ball is way down floor. We have players that stand down the floor with their hand up and, hey, throw it to me, but it doesn't work very well that way. At last basket makes it a 64-50 game. 5 1/2 to go. Did I speak too soon? Anyway, back in a minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
All right, let's see if West Plains can handle the press now. Inbound in the backcourt, Zoe Scharnhorst gets it to Alyssa Joyner. Pass up the right side, now middle of the floor, and good job that time by Lucy Hafer. Realizing the situation, she held it up, and now her team can run some clock. 5:15 to go. Pass over the top inside to Joyner, and she gets fouled immediately by Camdenton. Foul on Kinsey Vavruska. Team foul 2 on the Lakers. West Plains has 4. Lob over the top, caught inside. Alyssa turns, faces, shoots, in and out. Bad break. Rebounded by Vavruska. And Camdenton has it. And they'll bring it up the left side. Over at the right point, Alyssa Ferris. Pass inside, tipped away, picked back up. Left corner. Open shot is launched, in and out. Rebounded by Camdenton, though. Under 5 minutes to go. Whistle. Travel violation. They tried to call timeout, but not before the travel was called. Inbound play in the backcourt. Alyssa Joyner. Up the left sideline, front court. Bad pass over the top. Stolen. And now another foul. That looks like he signaled Chloe Scharnhorst. That's her third. 4:47 to go. And it's 1-1 time. Again, not 1-1, but bonus. 2 shots. First try is no good by Kylie Vavruska. West Plains has been whistled for 18 fouls in this game. Next try is no good. And the rebound picked up by the shooter. Here's a pull-up shot off the glass. No good. And another foul. And that's, again, going to be on West Plains. Lucy Hafer just got her 4th foul. Is anyone going to be left? Good thing we only have 4:47 to go. J.C. Peterson, the free throw shooter. First try, no good for Camdenton. There have been 33 fouls called. Next free throw, good. 33 fouls combined. Middle of the court, Scharnhorst up ahead. And now Cameron Brill will get it back, and West Plains will set the offense. Might just do well to run some clock here. Zoe Scharnhorst with it. Up by 13, 64-51. And a reach-in foul on Camdenton. That's on J.C. Peterson. That'll be her 3rd foul. Alyssa Joyner will throw the ball in on the sideline. Here's the inbound play. And Zoe Scharnhorst catches and then gets trucked by Kinsey Vavruska. That'll be her 2nd foul. Team foul 4 on the Lakers. So we are 1 foul on from them from shooting 2 shots the rest of the game on every foul. And the way this game has gone, that could take a while. At midcourt, ball fumbled out of bounds by Lucy Hafer. Turnover on the Zizzers in the city. That's 5, 10, 13 turnovers on West Plains. 16 against Camdenton. 4:15 and counting. Left baseline. Here's a turn, a shot no good. Ball fumble picked up, though, by Peterson. She can't get it to go. Alyssa Joyner has the rebound. Up the right side. Trying to get up and down one time without a foul being called here on somebody. Here's a whistle, and we'll have a foul. 3:53, two shots for West Plains. Lakeford foul is going to be on Kylie Vavruska. That's her first. Where's she been? Free throw is no good by Zoe Scharnhorst. Zoe has 7 points tonight. She'll get another try here. Zoe's next try is good. 65-51. 3:48 to go. Camdenton will move it to the corner. Try to get it inside. Now throw it over the top. They're constantly trying to get that thing inside. Now at the right point. Here's the three way off the mark. Goes long. Chased down by West Plains. And now Zoe Scharnhorst. They'll trap in the backcourt. Now at the right sideline. Alyssa Joyner with it. Splits the defense. Drives the lane. Pull up. 10-foot jump shot. No good. Ball comes off to Camdenton. They'll control there with Paul Lockett. Zoe Lockett. Right corner. Here's a three for the Lakers. That ball will go to the far corner off the miss. Left point. Ball fake. Step across. 15-foot shot is no good by Alyssa Ferris. Now West Plains gets control. Cameron Brill has it stolen on her pass, but they stepped out of bounds. So two straight turnovers. With 3:03 to play. 65-51. Both teams over the limit. Here's the inbound play. Alyssa will throw it down the floor. Cameron Brill can't get there in time. It's stolen away by Camden. Up the left sideline. Camden on possession, down by 14. And the ball nearly stolen by Zoe Scharnhorst in the front court, in the back court, the defensive end. But it's going to be out of bounds, and the ball will belong to the Lakers. 2:52 to go in the ball game with a score. West Plains 65, Camden 51. We're back in a minute. On KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
This game has had a ton of fouls, 33 fouls called total. We've had 43 free throws shot in this game. 43. Camdenton basketball in the front court with 2:52 to go. Down the left corner, driving the lane. Here's a shot high and up and good. Nicely done by Kenzie Vavruska for Camdenton. She now has 6 points. It's 65-53. This game's still not entirely decided. Now foul in the backcourt. Foul call goes against Alyssa Ferris. Free throw for Alyssa Joyner. First try, no good. Alyssa is sitting on 23 points and has for a while. She hasn't scored here in the fourth. Next one is good. 66-53. Camdenton holds it out front. West Plains just kind of sitting back. Now we'll pressure the ball in the right corner. Pull up jump shot is good. Kylie Vavruska. She's had a good game with 15 points. Up the left side. 11-point game right now with 2:07 to go. Another turnover against West Plains. Back the other direction. Peterson with a drive. Can't get the ball to fall, but Camdenton gets it. But they throw the ball away and turn it over. Was that deflected? Evidently, it was deflected out of bounds. At least that's what they said. I didn't see anybody from West Plains even near the ball. But 66-55, under 2 minutes to go. Inbound pass to the right point. Lob pass to the right corner. Under 2 minutes, 1:50 left. Left corner, a three is launched. No good. Ball will go out of bounds. Two players there. Last touch by West Plains, and so it'll stay with Camdenton. They'll screen out front, lob pass over the top. That's going to go back court. They could have played that without going back court, but instead we'll have a tie-up and a jump ball at midcourt, and that will go back to Camden. .141 left, 66-45. This was a 23-point game going into the fourth quarter. Down to 11 now. Lob pass over the top. Peterson on the baseline. Lobs it back to the left point. Now penetration, bounce across. Inside the three-point line. A two is no good. Rebounded, lost inside. Tie up for the basketball. We'll get a jump ball. And it points West Plains way. I've got to wonder if they have even changed the arrow in the last three jump balls. Let's see if they switch it back over to Camdenton after that. Now they do. All right, so West Plains basketball. Up the right side, bounce across, up ahead. Good feed. Lucy Hafer with the lay-in. Up and good. Lucy has five. 68-55. Left side, Peterson's got a three look. No good. Alyssa Joyner with a rebound. Three purple shirts around her with a minute to play. West Plains comes back. Cameron Brill, pass up ahead. Ball's going to be deflected. Picked up by Lucy Hafer. She'll just dribble in, shoot it off the board. No good. She got fouled. That stops the clock with 50 seconds left. Lucy Hafer at the line to shoot two. First try, good. My book and the scoreboard both agree she has 6 points. And good again. Lucy Hafer with a 7-point night. 48 seconds to go. West Plains comfortably ahead by 15. Left quarter, another three, and that's good by Pavruska. And a quick timeout called by Camdenton. They're down now by 12 with 39 seconds left, and it's a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Kenzie Brunson is one of the assistants for West Plains. I remember a few years ago when she got hurt in the state Final Four. I had to leave the game in the semifinals, tried to play in the championship, just couldn't do it. But I've never seen anything guttier in my life. I'll never, ever forget that. She actually got her leg taped up and gutted it out and played about a quarter. Or she just couldn't do it anymore. Here's the inbound pass for Camdenton underneath. No good on the shot. Rebound Alyssa Joyner. A foul. Not yet. Bounce pass up ahead. Lucy Hafer in the front court. And West Plains up big. And the ball will be taken away by Camdenton in the far left corner. Long pass ahead. Safe from going out of bounds. Feed it back in the layup. Up and good by Zavruska. You got 7 in the quarter, 10 for the half, and 20 for the game. 12 seconds to go, 10-point game. Zoe with it. Up the sideline. No reason to foul. They won't. Game will be over. Final score, West Plains 70. Camdenton 60. Back in a minute. Wrap it up on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Well, this game is history. West Plains goes to 9-4, and they beat Camdenton by a final of 70-60. And the leading scorer for West Plains in this ball game, Alyssa Joyner, finished with a strong night of 24 points. Olivia Lawson fouled out, but she had 23. 8.9 for Zoe Scharnhorst, 7 for Lucy Hafer, 4 4 points for Zoe Shrub, and two apiece for Miley Adams and Ashley Colton. Camdenton was led by J.C. Peterson, who had 22. They also got 20 from Kylie Vavruska to lead their scoring. This game had a ton of fouls, ton of free throws. There were a total of 47 free throws shot in this ball game. West Plains 18 for 24, Camdenton 13 for 23, and I believe the final foul count was 37. Wow. Anyway, West Plains gets the win. They're 9-4, and our next broadcast tomorrow night, same place. And we'll be here for the game between West Plains and Forsyth boys basketball. So until then, for Nate Hutchinson in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Final is 70-60. West Plains wins tonight. And until tomorrow night, we say so long from West Plains High School.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.